Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. The most unhelpful thing you can say to a person who's worrying is, don't worry. I'm sure it's meant in a kindly way, but it actually increases the problems of the person who's worrying. Not only have they got all their worries, but they now have to feel guilty about it as well. Paul doesn't fall into the trap of giving useless advice because he shows us the way out. He tells the Philippians that there is no need to worry because they can pray about everything. If you place your concerns in God's hands, then you can look to the future with confidence and thanksgiving. Jesus also recognized that worrying was a significant issue for his followers. He pointed out that it was a waste of time. He asked the question, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Worrying never achieves anything. I rather like the poster which reads, worrying is stupid. It's like walking around with an umbrella up, waiting for it to rain. But Jesus went further and observed that there's absolutely no need to worry, because God provides perfectly for all our needs. In Matthew chapter 6, he pointed to the birds and lilies of the field and reasoned that if God could look after them, then he could clearly look after human beings. The outcome of trusting God is not merely that worries disappear, but that they're replaced by peace. Those are amazing words, and I hope this is your personal experience. I was rushed into hospital a few years ago with sepsis. My blood was poisoned, and my heart was racing at an unsustainable speed. As the medics treated me, it was clear that I was in serious danger, and I thank God that I was overwhelmed with peace. That isn't something I could have produced, because there was absolutely nothing peaceable about the situation. It was God's gift, and I pray that you will experience that peace, whatever you have to face. So let me ask you a question. How do you deal with the worries that come your way? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you can replace our worries with your miraculous gift of peace. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.